This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, along with Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy.
Hi there, Dave.
And our guest is University of Rhode Island President David Dooley. Dr. Dooley, thanks for coming in and talking.
Very pleased to be here. Thank you for the invitation.
Let's get a status report, if we may, about the South Street Station project in Providence. How far along is it? Do we still see a spring 2017 completion date? Has everything been signed and stamped in terms of approval?
We have moved along, I think, very well in the last few months. So we are anticipating completion actually in November of 2016 is when we expect to receive the keys to the building. That will give us enough time to move in, make sure everything's in place, train the people on everything that's in there, and time to start teaching at the end of January in 2017. That's the goal, and the developer assures us that he's still on that timeline. A lot of activity down there now. The financing is all done and arranged and firm, both by Wexford and Bank of America. The financing required some modifications to the lease that are not material in financial terms, but just were required in terms of the climate today for the use of tax credits is a little different than what existed even 18 months ago, and the lease needed to reflect that. That's all been done, and it's on its final rounds of approval.
So that point was not a major issue?
It was not a major. There were not major issues.
What's the square footage of the portion of the project that is going to be the Rhode Island College and University of Rhode Island advanced nursing teaching facility?
It'll be about a little over 130,000 square feet devoted to the University of Rhode Island and Rhode Island College Nursing Education Center, divided equally between the two institutions. And then the rest of the facility will include some common space for amenities, such as dining and so forth, and then Brown University's administrative spaces.
Now, are Rick and URI creating a new administrative structure to work together in the same building?
We are creating a collaborative environment so that the two institutions can jointly manage the building and the work that contains there, although the academic programs will be maintained separately by the faculties of the two institutions. There's a lot of similarities in how we teach and do things, but they're not identical. And it was thought to be important to both institutions that the distinctive attributes of their program be maintained. So we'll do that, but we'll make very heavy use of the shared advanced simulation facilities. And that's where the real cost savings to Rhode Islanders came in, because instead of building two of everything, we only built one. And we have worked out a very detailed schedule of how we're going to move students through the building and share those facilities and even have time for others outside of Rhode Island College and the University of Rhode Island to come in and make use of those advanced simulation facilities.
Now, South Street Landing, the project, is only one piece of URI's presence in downtown Providence. I mean, the MBA program moved downtown a couple of years ago. You have, other research facilities. What are the plans going forward for URI in Providence?
We're envisioning a really dramatic expansion of what we're doing in Providence. We are reorganizing around education and continuing education, and we reorganize, as you've undoubtedly read, and we'll have a big rollout of this this fall later, around health sciences. And so we've reorganized in a number of ways our administrative structure and academic infrastructure, the institution. Part of the motivation for that is to do more in Providence. So moving more degree programs there, offering a wider range of opportunities there. The new Masters of Finance, for instance, that we just started at the University of Rhode Island will be largely taught in the Providence campus, just like the MBA program is. So we're envisioning a real expansion of efforts in Providence, consistent with our desire to build closer connections to the business community in this area and to the students of the greater Providence area for whom the trek down to Kingston is still considered a trek.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, and our guest is University of Rhode Island President David Dooley. In a way, this new relationship with the Providence area for the university is kind of back to the future. I mean, you have the URI extension there at the foot of the State House, which is now Providence Place Mall, and now you're going back to that presence.
Yeah, I've always felt it was very important since I became the president of the University of Rhode Island that we really increase our impact and breadth of activity here in the Providence area and in downtown Providence in particular. That will continue to be a major goal. I think if you look at the very exciting project that's just begin in early stages of planning now around the 195 lands, that will again involve a close partnership between Brown University and the University of Rhode Island. In this instance, it'll be primarily focused around biomedical, biotech, and other kinds of research, and the desirability for both of us to co-locate some of our research functions with one another or in close proximity to one another in downtown Providence. And this includes areas like neuroscience and immunology and pharmaceutical science to a degree and other kinds of biotech and biomedical research in the Providence area in close proximity to the clinical facilities of the hospitals and in close proximity to each other. So that'll be another major step for us that we're very excited about.
So you're looking to build more then? I mean, you're expecting to build more.
We are. We are very excited about the possibilities of the 195 development in terms of acquiring new square footage for us. In this particular case, aimed primarily at advanced research and graduate education, perhaps some undergraduate education. We might, for instance, one consideration that we're thinking about is taking the biotechnology manufacturing program, which is based in our Shepherd's Building, very successful there, limited by the space, and sort of shoehorned into a building that was never meant to house laboratories, and moving that into new facilities, and then thereby creating more room inside the Shepherd's Building for other kinds of programs that are better suited for that space.
A PawSox question.
Of course.
Did the issue of the ballpark proposal affect any of the planning for the South Street Station project?
You know, it really didn't. It didn't impact the South Street Station site significantly. It didn't impact our thinking about the 195 lands significantly. We always sort of saw it as a potential development that could have some synergistic applications or implications for us, but was really peripheral to what we wanted to do, which was really focused on the Nursing Education Center and that partnership. And then subsequently would be focused on developing the research partnerships with Brown.
And to wrap up, still major projects in terms of building going on in Kingston or recently completed.
Oh, we're just close to finishing chemistry. That's a $70 million project that will open next year. We're in the design stages now for the major College of Engineering project, $125 million project. As you know, we have many other projects simultaneously underway, including early plans for more student housing. It's becoming more and more popular to live on campus, and we have to accommodate that.
Okay, University of Rhode Island President David Dooley, thanks for coming in and talking with us.
You're very welcome. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you. Mark Murphy of Providence Business News.
Great as always to be here, Dave.
I'm Dave Fallon. This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.
Major funding for The Bottom Line is provided by the Rhode Island Foundation, using philanthropy to move Rhode Island forward.